Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm BJ Coco.
And we just played a whole bunch of songs.
Yes. That last song you just heard
was City of Luz by Function, from this album name I really don't know how to pronounce, Eternum. That was my best try. And then before that was Locket by She's Green from the album Swallowtail. And yeah, that was like some shoegaze.
And then was it Merjana?
No, it was Nana by La Securité.
Co-host is not on par right now. Co-host is just tuned out.
Yeah.
And then before She's Green, you heard Nana by La Securité from the album Bingo. Then you heard before that 99 Dimensional by Marcy from the album Mass Lady and Late Night Girl. That one is part of an upcoming album release from Marcy. And then before that, we just kept going with these songs because we had some yapping to do by ourselves. You heard Merjana by Xylitol from the album Blumen Fantasy. I don't know. I put a little accent on that for fun.
No idea if
that's it.
Yeah. So that was just a whole ton of songs. We do this often. So if you haven't tuned into us before, you got to get your notepad out with your pen and paper and just write down whatever we said, because it's just all at once.
Anyway. We are coming back on live to talk about topic for today, which we alluded to earlier, which is kind of a whole slurry of just wanted to talk / rant a little bit about the role of community radio, just this amount of social isolation we've had lately in the 21st century, and kind of all catalyzed by AI, which we just wanted to introduce with, because I'm getting kind of sick of all the AI right now. I'm pretty sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this was all inspired by yesterday, my mom bringing home a pamphlet, or I guess it's like a little paper poster thing of an advertisement for asking for families to be host families and taking a international student into your house and getting paid. And the artwork for this was obviously AI generated. And I told my mom, and she had no idea. And this was just one of many times that my mom particularly has been fooled by AI. I have mostly been able to spot it, but I feel like at this point I'm going to start losing my sense and ability to spot it, because it's getting good. It is getting way too good. And it's not just with these pamphlets, but it's with art, with music, with videos, even radio hosts that are being replaced by AI.
That's us, guys. You should be extremely concerned about that.
Yeah, no mistakes on radio. It's just perfect AI-generated voice who will guide you through music and talk.
Or hallucinated information
yeah.
to accompany.
That too.
Yeah. Definitely it is becoming a growing presence in our society, and a lot of people also consult with it, and you know, that can have some, I guess, like it's an alternative to talking to people, I guess. Like people, when one talks with AI, they could be talking to someone else, like a real person, about it. And when you make that swap, I feel like it kind of creates an even bigger divide between you and whatever issue you're facing, just through this filter of this it's not real, right? So it acts like it is, but you're not actually in a give and take reciprocal relationship or conversation with somebody else.
No, not really. Even though I'm may have I got attacked there because DJ Star just has been attacking me today for doing therapy with ChatGPT sometimes.
When we were talking about planning this episode about how people are lonely and not feeling community oriented, DJ, I mean, not to out you, DJ Coco, but just she said that she was talking to AI about that, and I was like,
ironic. Ironic
is that
it's not good though sometimes, but
you know what could be better? A human being with a heartbeat.
Okay,
and
okay,
a soul.
Okay, I'm just getting stabbed in the heart over and over and
you mean in the back, I think.
Oh, in the back. Oh. Gosh, sorry.
I am going
a little cuckoo right now.
AI psychosis is strong.
anyways, with all this AI, there's obviously, I think, a lack of authenticity that we have in everything right now. And thinking about just particularly the role of community radio is an interesting perspective, because we are in this unique position where I feel like, in terms of radio, which is already completely dying as it is.
Radio is like the second most common source for people to get their news other than on their phones.
What?
Hey.
Where's the source
in Canada? Another volunteer told me that, and I believe her. Thank you, Liz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it is. Yeah, it is. Obviously,
but it is dying,
not thriving as it once was.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean hope is lost for community radio.
Yeah, that's the point. That I think community radio, we've got a shot. We've got a shot at living even more than commercial radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been tuning it. I listen to radio a lot in the car. And I know I mostly listen to commercial radio because I like listening to music. But I don't know who's listening as much to Top 40 or all these other music-based radio stations when there's so much free streaming out there. And I know that not everyone has subscriptions to these things, but it just feels like it has been the decline, which people and everyone has been talking about, of just regular commercial radio these past few decades.
Yeah, and especially since Rogers has fired a bunch of people in commercial radio,
mm-hmm.
a lot of others in the community that I've interacted with when I'm out representing CJSF have told me, like, oh, we need y'all more than ever right now, especially because of how commercial radio is kind of collapsing in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
And people really have this desire. I think it goes across the board, other than just with community radio, but just to get back to what life once was before social media and before, you know, things became so commercialized as well.
Yeah, because community radio isn't even just about music, but it's the fact that we bring together the community. Like, you know, we have journalism, we bring the arts, we bring the music too, but we also just bring a space that is letting people say what they want and just being a place where they can authentically be themselves. And this is increasingly, places like these are increasingly declining in the world right now. As community radio, CJSF, for example, we have a radio station with an actual space here at Simon Fraser University. And this is considered something called a third space, where you can just hang out. And it's not your work, it's not your home, but it's just a place that you can go to and you feel like you belong. And we just, at this point in the century, because everywhere we go, things are getting too expensive now. You know, cafes, like, you could usually just go and get a cheap coffee and that's a place to belong, like Starbucks, for example. And then they got rid of public washrooms for some of them, and things are getting more expensive, so that these third spaces are slowly starting to leave.
Yeah, I mean, this feels like a growing sentiment across the world of the realization that we need these community spaces. But at the same time, it feels like an imbalance, because at least I feel like there is some amount of resistance to actually participating in community, whether that be because of being busy or being scared or some sort of avoidance or fear of, putting yourself out there and putting in effort to make these connections and third spaces actually feel like a space where people can connect.
I think one point or one theory that why people are starting to go, less to third spaces or just in general not connecting as much could be also from the messaging that we should focus on self-care, say no always, put yourself first. If you're tired, you don't have to go, kind of thing. But I argue that we have to, not have to, but it is important to say yes sometimes. How do you build a sense of community? How do you build a sense of trust in a relationship with someone if you are constantly just prioritizing your own needs versus, the commitments that you've promised to this person, for example? Not to say that self-care is bad in a way, but I think that everyone has been taking it to an extreme that's not actually healthy and is causing what right now we are in, the loneliness epidemic.
Yeah, most definitely. I think even more than that, because that is more in situations when you have potentially the resources or the friends to say yes. I think some people actually genuinely feel like they don't have friends and like they don't have anyone that they can spend time with. And I think part of it is just how conditioned we have been to be antisocial, but at the same time, I guess, flaunt whatever super social aspects we have of our life. Like, it feels like this weird, counterintuitive thing where the more time you spend on social media, you see people who are like being super social and like spending a lot of time with their friends and being outside. But then like those people who are also posting are also most likely like not actually living their lives like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I can't put it into words, but it's this paradox
fake.
It feels like, where it's like, oh, we super value social relationships, but then how we advertise that kind of encourages us to be less social. I guess.
Interesting.
I don't know. That's a theory as well.
Yeah.
I think, technology has made it easier to not see one another as much.
And I think particularly with that a lot of this fake content that people show a different mask, they put on a mask and they show a different side of them, is starting to come down in a way that I have seen. I watch YouTube. And I have seen people who are just starting to get sick of everyone posting their perfect lives and, perfect food, perfect friend groups, perfect looks. And everyone is tired. They want to see something real. They want to see people struggle in their day-to-day lives, kind of thing.
Yeah, because it makes them feel less lonely, I'm sure, and like less alone in their experiences of being lonely.
Exactly. And so this whole loneliness, and just some statistics to back this up as well, because we keep referring to this loneliness epidemic, but the United States Surgeon General highlighted this issue particularly in 2023 in a report, and this is taking from U.S. American adults. But approximately half of American adults report experiencing loneliness, with some of the highest rates among young adults. And that loneliness can have severe impacts on our health. So this is actually equal to smoking several cigarettes a day. And it can also lead to things like premature dementia, obesity, anxiety, depression, drug and alcohol abuse,
oh God,
and suicide. And you know, obviously it's not like, okay, loneliness equals these things. Obviously, this is epidemiology, so you can just associate these things. But it is saying something that we need to address this loneliness problem. And how do we do this? So, yeah. Community radio, I think...
Everyone in the world should join community radio.
Join your community radio station. Do something.
Feels like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. Start at the bottom and then you can work your way up a little bit.
One day you can be up here preaching for others to join the community radio one day.
One day you can own a community radio station. But I think it's this thing that we need to all start advocating more and just trying more in relationships and trying more to connect. You know, sometimes, yes, you feel really, really tired and you don't want to meet a friend, for example. Sometimes I've had this feeling sometimes where I'm like, I'm really tired. I don't want to go out and see this person. And afterwards, after I see them, I'm like, I feel awesome. That was great. I'm so glad I went and did that. Instead of prioritizing my self-care and staying at home kind of thing.
It's kind of similar to almost anything that is biologically wired to make us feel good. Like, I never really want to exercise that bad. And then once I do, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, should do this more.
That was great. So it's kind of similar in that way, I guess. I don't know what it is about our wiring that makes us slightly averse to certain things that we know are going to feel great, but then at the same time crave these other things that make us feel horrible after, like doom scrolling or anything else in that realm.
Yeah. It's just because the task, anything that's good, there's always a massive hill to climb first, and our body just wants to find the easiest route to it. We're just wired to do the easiest thing because it requires the least amount of energy. But that's the issue, is that we should stop. We should be trying to resist more because it comes with more of a reward, such as friendship and community.
Yes, so true. I do kind of want to get back to the music soon. This has been quite a free-form discussion compared to our regular programming that we do. I guess we've just both been feeling kind of lonely sometimes, and obviously it's great to have a third space like the community radio, but I don't know how specific this feeling of loneliness is to SFU or to Vancouver, which I think a lot of people like chalk it up to, when so many Canadians, North Americans, and I think people all over the world are feeling increasingly lonely. But yeah, like, we've been trying to, I guess, like, connect and make relationships with other people at SFU, and it is hard because everyone is very far away and scattered all across Vancouver, and I guess we've just been kind of frustrated trying to plan it so much, and people are interested, but then it's just a lack of following through or
continuation, in a way,
reciprocal effort,
because it's easy to always, you know, I think that people emphasize, you know, make friends kind of thing, and it's, I think honestly, it's easy to make a one-on-one friend kind of thing, but the second that it turns into something remotely like a community or a group, this is where things get really hard.
Yeah,
and that's the issue. Like, it is so frustrating to me and upsetting, because it's like, I really want this as well, but like, is anyone else putting an effort in? Like, who wants to put an effort in?
Who want me?
Who want me?
Come on. In summary.
So, that's pretty much it. We wanted to do more of a free flow for this, but I think we got our message out pretty clear.
Yeah.
And hopefully you take away something from this as well.
Yeah. And just, I mean, it's easy to say, but just try to access community spaces as much as you can, even if you might not necessarily make a whole friend group there. It's also just nice to have these ties to people that you know and that they know you, and you know, like, there's an understanding there, and they don't have to be your best friend to still feel like you're in community with them, which is kind of nice about community radio as well. Anyways, thank you for listening to that conversation. I feel like this might be the last time we talk.
Yes, I think we've only got 10 minutes left, so we'll say our goodbyes now. But thank you so much for listening. We're here every Tuesday, 6 to 7. Up next, we have, I believe, Lynn's open mic. And then at 8 p.m., we have Big Coover with our music coordinator, Connor. So yes. Stick around for those two programs.
Yeah, and the next song is called Stay Inside, which sounds kind of like a contradiction to our whole topic, but it's actually about you can stay inside and I'm going to go dancing. And I really love this song. It's by JT Donaldson, and it's featuring Live. And yeah, it's called Stay Inside. But
go outside.
Go outside, basically. Yeah. So enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
amistad lo he prometido.